We have Dr. Patricia White on the phone. She's a veterinary dermatologist, an allergist and a dermatologist, and I have so many questions because this is indeed the time of the year where, I'm sure, and you see a doctor, Debbie, at your office, where there's a lot of allergy cases.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And not only dermatitises, but I want to ask her about the big injection question that we've had all during the show today in just a couple of minutes here. Welcome to the show, Dr. White, Patricia White, to Dr. Debbie White's. Well,
hi,
White's.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Debbie.
Well, hi, Dr. White. It's so weird to say that.
Yes.
Well, now tell me, where are we calling you today?
I am in Atlanta, Georgia.
And you practice at the Atlanta Veterinary Skin and Allergy Clinic.
Right.
Is that do you get to see a lot of clients there? I mean, is this really?
Yeah, I've been in practice in Atlanta for 22 years.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, so we're in the southeast. It's warm most of the year, so lots of allergies. But a lot of patients with, dermatologic problems, skin and hair coat problems.
What is the most common problem you see, would you say?
Well, I'd say the most common complaint is itching.
Okay.
That's what keeps owners up at night. They can't sleep. Their pets can't sleep. And usually I'm a referral practice, so I get the cases that
nobody else can fix.
That nobody else can fix. It has a hard time. And pet owners just want their pets to feel better, to be comfortable. And sometimes it's a long-standing problem. It's a chronic problem. So itching is the number one complaint, and probably allergies is the number one cause of that complaint.
You know, I got to say that veterinarians already have it tough because their patient can't speak and tell them what's wrong. But with allergies, it's even worse. You need to figure out, is it a food allergy? Is it an environmental allergy? How do you determine that? How do you, which?
Boy, it's a process, really. I mean, and I think that I found the right specialty many, many years ago because a lot of general practitioners, a lot of my colleagues get frustrated because you do have to take time and ask the right questions of the pet owners and be very careful in examining the patient to sort out whether this itching is because of a parasitic problem versus an infection versus allergies versus an autoimmune disease or some sort of cancer. I mean, itching is just a symptom. And so it takes some practice and some patience and the desire to get to the bottom of the problem. I think that dermatologists are probably closeted investigators. We like the mystery and we like solving puzzles. And dermatology is that kind of specialty.
You guys are a strange breed. I can tell you that right now. So I get a lot of calls. People will say, can I give my dog antihistamines or Benadryl in particular for the allergies that they're suffering?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. I always tell people when they ask me that, you need to make sure it's an appropriate thing to give your pet. I mean, antihistamines work in a small percentage of animals that have seasonal allergies. It doesn't necessarily work in every patient that itches. So it's important to know why that animal is itching and then prescribe the appropriate medication. And again, because they can't talk, it's difficult to know what the cause is. If it's something that occurs on a seasonal basis every spring when the tree pollens pop, your pet starts scratching as your head fills up with congestion and your eyes start weeping, well, it's a pretty good thought that it's probably an allergic problem. But I think that that's something that is always a good thing to pass by your general practice vet. Should I give my pet this antihistamine? And what kind of dose should I give? Because there's not a one-size-that-fits-all animals. A little tiny chihuahua's dose is going to be very different from that Great Dane's dose. So I always tell owners that they should consult with their general practice vet so that they know that they're doing the right thing and they're not doing any harm.
Is Benadryl the answer for both food and environmental allergies? Will it cure both of them?
Wow, what a good question. Ooh, you asked two questions there. You snuck a second one in. Well, the first question is, does Benadryl as an antihistamine help with all kinds of allergies, food and environmental allergies? And I would say my answer would be no, it doesn't. That food allergy tends to not respond to a lot of anti-itch medications. It's a beast of on its own accord. So antihistamines, I think, are appropriate for animals that have seasonal recurrent discomfort. And when it is used, Benadryl is only one of five or six antihistamines that we can use in dogs. So if Benadryl doesn't work, then another one may, antihistamine in a different class. Just like people, one person takes Zyrtec and it works great, and another one, Zyrtec doesn't work, but they need to take Allegra. Animals are the same way, where one antihistamine may work in one animal, it may not work in another. In my experience, antihistamines don't work for food allergy at all. And so I don't even recommend that as a way of managing the discomfort. If a pet is food allergic, the best treatment is to find out what's in the diet that's a problem and eliminate it.
And that could be a really long process.
It can be. It absolutely can be. I think that when owners try to do that process on their own without the guidance of a veterinarian, it can be very frustrating, because a lot of people, I get clients all the time who come to my practice and they've already been on a hypoallergenic dietary trial of their own, and they've done that by putting them on a grain-free diet or an all-natural diet, and that's not typically what's going to help that problem get better. The best way to do an elimination diet is to see what the animal has been eating and then eliminate all of that and find a novel protein carbohydrate diet and feed that exclusively without treats, snacks, flavors, or anything else for a prescribed period of time. And it takes 6 to 8 weeks to see a response to a diet change.
And I know compliance is a big deal, too. People will, give treats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a right way to do it. And that's why I tell owners when they come into my practice, and when I talk to veterinarians on the phone and they're going to prescribe a hypoallergenic diet for their patient, I say make sure that owners are clear that a hypoallergenic dietary trial is a test. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The end is the provocative challenge, where we reintroduce things and see if we can provoke that itchy reaction to occur again. And without all three of those steps, you have not done that trial properly.
You know, I was just going to say, I think that's the number one misconception that pet owners have, that when we start talking about food allergies, they're like empowered to talk about it, right, but they'll go to the nearest pet store and start looking up and down the shelves,
right,
and trying to design a hypoallergenic diet trial off of grocery store shelves,
right,
or pet store,
right,
shelves, and it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
We are with Dr. Patricia White. She is a veterinary allergist and dermatologist at the Atlanta Veterinary Skin and Allergy Clinic, and there's so many questions. We don't have a lot of time left, but we've talked a little bit about environmental allergies. We've talked a little bit about food allergies. Let's talk about injections. Our news director just told us a story about a kitten that she was rescuing, a foster, a litter, actually, and three kittens, and all of them were given their injections.
Their first series of kitten injections in 8 weeks.
Yes. And one of them developed a limp, and she called the veterinarian, and the veterinarian said, "This is limping kitten syndrome." And then within 6 hours, that animal had suffocated and died.
What? Wow.
Are there allergies that relate to injections?
Well, you know, allergies, I think, is probably not the right way of describing the reaction that you just described. It sounds like it was a drug reaction, a reaction to the vaccine that caused a very severe systemic immune reaction to the vaccine, whether it was the virus itself or the adjuvant, the carrier agent. Oftentimes a reaction will develop with vaccines, but I don't like to put that in the same category as allergies.
Okay.
It's significantly more severe. It is a hypersensitivity reaction, an overreaction, but it's not of the same type. And when that happens, if someone observes a change in their pet's demeanor, sometimes animals will get swelling of the face, or they'll exhibit some respiratory difficulty, or they may have difficulty or pain at the site of injection, they should turn right around and go right back to their general practice vet, because there's something that can be done in that short period of time after the injection has been given to protect that animal from it developing into a fulminant, severe adverse reaction, drug reaction.
A lot of information there. Dr. Patricia White, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And you're right, there doesn't seem to be enough time in this.
We'll have to do it again because there's so many questions. It's such a big topic.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.